Let's start out by defining exactly what a tort action is.
A tort action, Nicole, is an action in civil court under which an injured individual is suing for damages. And that could happen from a car accident, it could happen from a slip and fall in a store, things of that nature.
And why exactly should we care about state tort reform? How does it affect residents of Florida?
Well, it has a significant direct economic effect. Our insurance rates are significantly higher than the national average. Our insurance rates for automobiles, for example, are estimated to be $33 per car per year higher just because of our lenient tort system. The cost of groceries and all items that we buy in retail stores is increased in Florida because of the lenient nature of the tort system and the exposure that the stores have to very high court awards. And those are built into product prices. So there is a direct economic impact on households.
Why is this topic coming up now? Let's talk about the state Supreme Court ruling a few days ago that spotlights these issues. What did it change?
The Supreme Court rejected the centerpiece of the 2003 medical malpractice tort reforms that related to non-economic damages. So if there was medical malpractice, people would get an award for their direct economic harm and also payment to pay for all of their care and a payment for non-economic pain and suffering that was limited to $1 million. That reform allowed us to have a functioning medical malpractice insurance system, which was breaking down in 2003. Now the Supreme Court has rejected the non-economic caps, which were $1 million for pain and suffering. So with that uncapped, it's likely that all of a sudden we'll have a replication of the same problems we had in providing medical malpractice insurance to doctors in Florida, which has the consequential effects of raising prices and limiting care.
What was the problem with the medical malpractice insurance before?
Well, in 2003, it became very expensive and for some specialties, almost non-existent. So OBGYNs and neurosurgeons in particular were having a very difficult time getting any insurance whatsoever because there were no caps on non-economic damages. And so with no caps, it exposed them to very high potential jury awards, and no insurance company wanted to bear that risk. So that's why the legislature came in and capped non-economic damages. Now, all the economic damages, that is loss of wages, and all of the costs of care remained in place. It was just this non-economic piece, which is very hard to quantify. It was limited to $1 million. And so thereby, it allowed the insurance market to work because this unlimited amount of exposure was eliminated. And now with that cap being removed, there's great concern that we'll fall back into all of the insurance problems that we were having in 2003. It really was a crisis, and that's why the legislature imposed this cap on non-economic damages to thereby limit huge potential jury awards.
Why are there huge jury awards?
Well, people get very upset about medical malpractice, and rightly so, and there are huge and horrific damages to some individuals. But all of that emotion plays into huge non-economic damages that thereby are very difficult for insurance companies to be able to estimate and determine insurance rates.
Going back to auto insurance for a moment, where do the new laws about personal injury protection and talk of auto insurance reform in Tallahassee fit into this picture? What do the new laws do, and do they help with this problem?
The new laws help a lot, and the new laws provide various restrictions on people being able to claim under our personal injury protection laws and greatly reduce the fraud factor that had affected them. But it doesn't have any effect over what's called bad faith claims. So these claims that insurance companies acted in, quote, bad faith and didn't pay when they were supposed to pay is still a real problem. And just that piece is quantified at $33 per car per year. Just that piece. So we have a lot of issues in our tort system. That being one of them, we did make a lot of progress on personal injury protection, but there still is a significant way to go, Nicole.